guess this wasn't the answer I was looking for.
What answers have you gotten in the past?
That I should buy a 5-year plan with CNA. Costs about $2,800 a year.
Why haven't you bought it?
I wanted to get another opinion. I wanted to check out and see what your company had to offer.
Okay. And if I showed you what my company had to offer, and is that going to convince you just because I come up with some other numbers and another 4-year plan or 5-year plan that you need to do this?
No, I think I need some justification to purchases. I need some help. Figure out why I should do that.
What do you want to have happen? Let me ask you a question. Is there... How do you know that you're not going to need long-term care tomorrow?
I don't.
Does that bother you?
Bothers everybody, but you don't know what's going to happen.
Right. Suppose it did.
Okay.
What do you want to have happen with $800,000?
I want it preserved.
Why?
Because I want to leave it to my children, my child.
I'm going to sound like a parrot here. I apologize. And see, that's the way you nurture these things. Okay? Why?
Because I want them to have those funds. I don't want them to be used up.
Okay. Well, suppose they were used up. What are they going to miss out on in their lives?
Well,
so important to you. Like what?
Having the one worry in life, and that's financial. They're not going to have financial worries.
Suppose you couldn't take care of that for them.
Well, I would like to. I'd like to take care of the college for my grandchild.
Suppose you couldn't. Suppose long-term care did not exist. Okay? Better yet, suppose it did exist, but you didn't know about it. And there you are. You're in this facility receiving long-term care, and now it's too late. You say, God, I wish I could have done this. How are you going to feel if you can't take care of this $800,000 and make sure your grandkids get it? What's the impact there on you?
It's going to bother me.
A lot?
Yes.
Simply because they can't get it and have a life that maybe you didn't have the opportunity to get.
Right.
So that's your motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to fix the problem?
Yes.
Okay. I got Joe to say this was the problem. And the problem was he wanted to preserve his $800,000, and his concern, his pain, was making sure that his heirs got a chance to have a financial opportunity that he didn't get when he was younger. And I said, so I want to make sure I got this right, Joe. This is the problem, is making sure this $800,000 goes to your children and grandchildren, right? He said, yep, that's the problem. I said, and you want to fix the problem? He said, yep. So it wasn't pain in a classic sense of pain, where someone said, I'm anguished over this, I'm frustrated over this. Don't forget, a motivator sometimes can be a benevolent motivator. They want to do it because they want to do a nice thing for somebody. I think Joe might have said one time, I would be bothered. It would bother me, I think you said.